Okay, I'm going to welcome up our next speaker now. Our next speaker is a Palestinian. Her name is Reem Burrows. She's from Haifa. She came to Australia when she was 14. Please welcome Reem.
Assalamu alaikum. My name is Reem Burrows. I was born Reem Turki, and I was born in Haifa, and I'm a very proud Palestinian. I do also call myself a very proud Australian as well. First, I think it's really important that we acknowledge all those leaders and journalists who stand in support of humanity. Now, I think it's really important that we acknowledge those journalists and those politicians who do stand on the side of humanity. For all the rest who are scared, for all the rest who are blind, and for all the rest who are not standing up for what's right, we are going to carry a very strong message, and we'll continue to carry this message till freedom and peace with justice on equal terms will prevail for all Palestinians from the river to the sea. My family has always been from the Galilee region in northern Palestine. That was Jesus' hometown, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we are descendants of the first Christians in the world. My mother was born in Palestine. My grandmother was born in Palestine. And my great-grandmother was born in Palestine. And the lineage, you can follow back generation before generation before generation. And like the first Christians from the region, the streets of Haifa and Nazareth were my playground. It was my playground, and we all lived in the old parts of the cities, where Jesus as a child played and where Jesus as a man walked. There he taught people how to love. He stood up and fought for injustice. He questioned the hierarchies. He questioned division, as well as rejected separation of one people from another based on faith, status, ethnicity, and wealth. In our neighborhood, he started a global movement that was based on pure love and oneness. The Nakba in 1948 altered our identity. And by the time I was born, I could no longer call myself Palestinian. We lived as second-class citizens at best. And we have been facing displacement and injustices that the world has denied for decades upon decades. And now fast forward to 2023, and Palestinians are still being forcibly uprooted and brutalized all over the country, from the river to the sea. Let's not forget that currently we have 2.5 million people living as second-class citizens in the 1948 borders, with 65 laws working against them directly or indirectly. We also have 5.9 million Palestinian refugees living in incredible poverty, living with no papers, no legal protection, and even though it's against international law, with no right of return. But it doesn't end there. We have 2.3 million people who are living in West Bank under what the world now knows as the harshest occupation of modern times. And every single part of their life is controlled, including who they can marry. In Gaza, we have over 2.5 million Palestinians who've been living a nightmare for decades upon decades, and now that nightmare has become a living hell. And here we are watching minute by minute, blow by blow, what is happening to them, which the world has never seen before. And what are we doing? Our governments are doing nothing. innocent people are dying with nowhere to run, nowhere to hide, and they've been deprived of all essentials of life like water, food, medicine, oil, electricity, and shelter. As a Palestinian Christian, I'm still surprised on a daily basis by the Western views of Palestinians, Palestinian Muslims, and Islam in general, as they miss the essence of our culture completely. Palestinians are Jewish, Christians, and Muslims. Our culture is rooted in coexistence. We pray together. We break fast together. We cry together. We mourn together. And we celebrate together. And hear me loud and clear here. Every time there's an attack on Al-Aqsa Mosque, while our brothers and sisters are praying during the holiest of times, it deeply pierces our hearts as well. Because Al-Aqsa Mosque is also sacred to Palestinian Christians. It is a symbol of our home, and it's a symbol of God. Our Palestinian priests in the Holy Land have made it very clear that if the occupied forces don't allow our brothers and sisters to pray in the mosques, we will always have our doors open and call for prayers in our churches of Palestine. And once again, let's make it really clear, this is not a war. And more importantly, this is not a war on Jews against the Muslims. And in fact, this has nothing to do with interfaith issues. We demand from our leaders to stop lying. We demand it. We demand the media outlets to stop portraying it like it's an interfaith issue. Our Palestinian culture recognizes and embraces all faiths and every single denomination. Islamophobia and anti-Semitism are both foreign concepts to us, as they are not Palestinian and they're not Middle Eastern constructs. Every single time these words are used, I shake my head. We reject the notion and demand an end to the continued attempts at dividing and demonizing our people and culture for political gain. What we are seeing today is a continuation of ethnic cleansing and genocide. Nothing more, nothing less. As Palestinians, our language is the language of love. It's the language of love echoing the teachings of Jesus Christ and our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are humanity-loving, God-respecting people. When Umar ibn al-Khattab entered Palestine in the 7th century, it was agreed that all religions would be respected and mosques were built away from churches and synagogues to allow people to worship freely and live in harmony. This is what it means to be Palestinian. We don't attack churches, mosques, or synagogues. Yet, our places of worship have become daily targets under the current brutal occupation. Shame! To those people around the world who are lost and still defending the killing of innocent people in Gaza and their tens of thousands, I have this message for you. If you truly want to know what God wants, ask a Palestinian. Today, we are not asking for a lot. All we are calling for is an immediate and permanent ceasefire in principle. Ceasefire! For us, it's not a time to be silent. It's a time to do what's right. We are facing a humanitarian crisis and a breach after breach of international law. Our plea is so simple here. All we are asking for is to be treated equally and to stop the demonization of our people. We call for an immediate and permanent ceasefire and to put an end to the constant brutalization of the indigenous Palestinian people of the Holy Land that has been going on for over 75 years. the river to the sea, we ask for freedom on equal terms. And this is not just a Palestinian Palestinian plea. This is an Australian imperative. It is time to teach our children that Australia is in the business of saving humanity. And finally, I just want to leave you on one final message. When you see me walking down the streets of Haifa, in Nasri, Akka, Shfa'amer, Yafa, Tabariya, Nablus, Ramallah, Jenin, Ghazi, and everything in between, you will not be able to tell if I am Jewish, Christian, or Muslim. But I can guarantee you this. I will guarantee you this. You will know I am Palestinian. Thank you.